Hi, everyone, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Erin.
And I'm Kat.
And we're kind of talking about an accomplishment in our writing unit today.
Yes.
So we'll get into those essays a little bit later. But first, we should find out if we've had any accomplishments.
Well, I hope so. You know, everybody's got to have something they've accomplished in their life, whether that's, you know, cleaning your room or something bigger.
Well, I guess then I've had a few accomplishments.
I guess I have too.
One of my favorite accomplishments was keeping one of my first plants alive for longer than a few weeks.
That's great.
That's a little one, but it's a big one in my heart.
Cool.
But yeah, we're talking about bigger ones, things that happen because of something special you've done or a talent you have. So do you have any to talk about?
Well, one big one that I can think of is that when I was in high school, I took Latin for a couple of years, which was a really strange choice of language because it's dead. But when I took the National Latin Exam in my first year, I got a summa cum laude, which is the highest grade you can receive on that exam. That was a really big accomplishment for me.
That is. I remember in my university, I almost made summa cum laude, and I didn't quite get there. So no accomplishments
really
for me there. Yes.
All
right. Well, let's jump into our topic and instructions section of the teaching today. So basically, we're writing an essay. And when you're writing an essay, there are always instructions that you have to follow, right?
So, yeah, definitely.
So when you're following these instructions, make sure you read them thoroughly and carefully so you know exactly what you want to do. For example, pay attention to details such as the number of words that you need to include or paragraphs that you're expected to use, what kind of content is expected, and so on.
Yes.
Now, these can give you some hints about how to structure your articles or how to build your articles. Now, we can see here in the magazine that we are supposed to write an article of around 120 words in two paragraphs.
That's not too long.
No.
No, not long at all. You might be wondering what is supposed to go in each paragraph. So here's a good idea for an approach to that. The first paragraph for an accomplishment essay should tell you about when and where the event took place and who was involved. You got your basic WH questions: who, what, when, where, why, how.
Right.
You can also talk about the reason why you, there you go, why you wanted to accomplish this thing and how it happened. The second paragraph should describe the results, the accomplishment itself, and what did you do and what you did when you learned of it. You could also talk about why it was important to you and how did it make you feel and what actions did you take in the future because of that.
Right. So based on all of that, you can see we use this word describe a couple of times in there. And so what we're doing here is we're writing a description article. We're describing an event and what happened. And like Kat said, what words we want to sort of answer. Those are our main question words: who, what, where, when, why. Now, this particular essay is a story about a personal accomplishment, something that you've done. So the way you want to write it is to be writing it in first person. You want to use I did this, this happened to me, that sort of thing. So you're not talking about somebody else, or you're not going to say you a lot. And we know that we're talking about you, so we don't want to talk about other people like they or them sort of thing, unless you go by them.
Right.
And that's a different story for another day. But we will be using past tense to describe the events leading up to the achievement. Of course, you're saying how it happened in the past. And then you'll probably use some past perfect and present perfect tense as well. Now, if you talk about the way you might act in the future at some point, so how this might affect your future life, of course, you're going to use present tense for that, okay?
Right.
All right. So let's talk about what happens in the first paragraph. So this is a narrative essay.
Yes. Yeah. So a narrative essay is used to describe an important experience or event that has happened to you.
Right.
And we'd usually write them in chronological order. That's in the order that they did happen.
Right.
Where you start at the beginning, you work through the middle, and you go toward the end.
Exactly.
In this case, you're going to start by saying how you worked toward meeting your goal, and then what did you achieve? Because I think you can't consider it a really big accomplishment if you didn't want to do it really badly.
Right. There's a lot of work involved in this accomplishment.
Yeah. However, you can go backwards. You can write it in reverse time order as well. And if that doesn't make sense, one way you can think about that is with movies. You might watch a movie about a boring guy who robs a bank, but you see the robbery at the start of the movie and then find out how did he come to do it as the movie goes on. That's an example of reverse time order, reverse chronological order.
Right. Now, we can do the same here by saying what the achievement is at first and then how we followed our steps to achieve it. That's basically the way this reverse time order works. So, in every essay, there should always be a beginning, a middle, and an end, right?
Yes.
Now, we have special words for those. It's called an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. You can probably see those in your instructions there in the article.
Yeah.
Okay, so to do this, to provide this beginning, middle, and end, we need to know the basic details before we can even start telling the story. Now, before we think about how we'll begin or end our essay, we need to make sure we have all the details we'll need to write about the experience. Now, there's a special way that people do this, and it's called brainstorming. You've probably done this a lot before.
I love brainstorming.
So you're not creating a real storm in your brain. You're basically just thinking of all those ideas. It's kind of like a big storm of ideas is in your head. So the way that we're going to do it for this essay is we're going to write down these details on paper. Now, we're going to use our main question words to do that. Who, what, where, when, why. So, and how. Sorry. Well, don't want to forget that one. It's not a W one.
Just because it's not a start with a W doesn't mean you leave it out.
All right. So we're going to write those words down on some paper, and then we're going to use the information in our writing samples to sort of answer the questions.
Yeah.
Okay. So first question, who experienced this thing?
Who experienced it here? It was me. That's how we know you have to write in first person.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so next question. What? What did you experience?
Well, in the first example, this person experienced becoming the first chair in violin, which is the person who leads the orchestra. And the second example is becoming valedictorian, the person who gives the speech at the end of graduation ceremonies.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so we've got who, we've got what. Next question, where? Where did this experience take place?
Okay. First one, obviously, would be a city youth orchestra. And the second one would be at the high school.
All right. So we know here in our essay that the person writing this essay is in high school or was recently in high school, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay. So when did this experience happen?
The first one, the violin one, says 2 years ago. And then the one about the valedictorian is the current month. So it's happening right now.
Exactly. And honestly, with these kinds of things, they can usually happen at any time. It could have been a few years ago. It could be the last week sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So now the how question. We're actually going to ask this one a couple of times.
Yeah.
So how did you achieve this thing?
All right. So how did you achieve becoming first chair violin? You would have to practice for months and months and months and months and months.
And maybe even years and years.
Probably. Yes. Well, I mean, you know, you have to be years and years to get that good. And then you practice the same thing for months and months and months.
Right.
And then you have to audition for some judges, which is pretty scary.
It is. It doesn't even matter what you're auditioning for. It's usually a scary experience.
Because you're being judged.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right. What about the second essay?
The second one, you have to, of course, get good grades, show community involvement, join a lot of extracurricular outside of school activities.
All right.
Basically be like the ideal, well-rounded student who to represent your school.
Not easy to do either.
That's a lot of stuff to do.
All right, one more how question. How did you feel while working? Or how did you feel upon achieving your goal?
Okay. So how did you feel while working? The first essay says they felt nervous.
Of course.
Probably nervous while working. I don't think you feel nervous upon achieving it.
Right,
you'd be like,
wah-ha! Yes.
And the second one, they felt very proud.
And that is a normal feeling for when you accomplish something good in your life.
Definitely.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to make short, simple answers for these questions. Remember, this is your brainstorming. You're not writing your essay right now. You can use one or two words. You can just use short phrases to answer these. You don't need a lot of details, that sort of thing.
Yep.
We are going to work on making those long sentences in later when we do the outline and the essay. Now, before we can talk about that, we need to talk about the second paragraph. So we've described what the accomplishment is, how we've gotten to achieve this thing. Now we're going to look at the details that we're going to include in the second paragraph. So again, we're going to brainstorm some details, and we're going to use more questions. So let's look at the writing samples to see what sort of questions we should ask.
All right. Because the second one takes a bit of a different approach, we're going to look at writing sample one first.
Okay.
So, like, what happened when you found out?
Okay. In writing sample one, what happened when the person found out? They got the results. Okay. And the result was they got in. They got into the city youth orchestra. And not even that, they made first chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a big thing.
Right.
Okay. And then, upon that happening, how did they feel?
Okay, well, the writer obviously felt very excited and, like we talked about in paragraph one, very proud.
Okay, what did they do next? Because the accomplishment isn't the end of it, of course.
That's right. Yeah. So, of course, here's where we're going forward with things. So what happened next? The person led the orchestra that season. So they were basically the responsible first chair. They were responsible for keeping everyone in time and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and giving cues and all of that. Yep. And why did they want to achieve this thing?
Well, anybody who's played music for a long time might at some point think about playing music professionally.
Yep.
And if you get first chair, then that's something that might happen eventually.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely.
Okay, so in sample two, the writer did something a little bit different, and we can ask the same thing. Here we're going to use more why questions. So let's ask one question here. Why did the person want to achieve this thing?
Well, it looked like they wanted to achieve becoming valedictorian because they wanted to better themselves and also better their school.
That's
so
right.
So they have a big focus.
Okay, so why was it hard for the person to achieve this thing?
Well, let's think about if you have a lot of extracurriculars to go to, like clubs, and you have to study a lot to get good grades and do a lot of community work, you're not going to have a lot of time left for yourself. So that was the hard part of having to do this, was that they had to work hard for a long time.
Right. Not a lot of time for themselves. All right. Well, how did the person feel after achieving this thing?
Yeah. Just like we talked about before, they felt very proud. And they also felt appreciative because it took the principal recognizing them
to achieve this thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To enable this accomplishment to happen. Yeah.
Okay. And what will the person do in the future?
And this person says they want to continue working hard to better society, and no doubt that they will.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So all about making yourself better and the world around you better, too. All right. Well, before we move into how to build this essay with an outline based on these details, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. So in the first half of this teaching, we talked about the details we're going to need to sort of build an essay about an accomplishment that happened to one of our writers, or even just to you if you're the one writing this, okay? So we're going to start taking these details and making them into sentences. Now, it's fairly easy to just write one sentence for each of those questions.
Yeah.
However, this doesn't really make an essay. say, does it?
It makes a list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which maybe in some cases is going to be fine, but not here.
Yeah,
not in this writing. So what we're doing is using these details to make the body, but we need to add the introduction and the conclusion. So the beginning and the end. Now, students can see how to make a good introduction or conclusion from the instructions in our magazine. So let's look at sample one.
All right. So sample one's introduction is, My greatest accomplishment was earning the spot of first chair violinist in the City Youth Orchestra 2 years ago.
A nice, good, long sentence with lots of information in it.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So based on this introduction, we immediately know who we're talking about, what the accomplishment is, where it took place, and when it happened. So we've answered most of our questions in one sentence. All right. Well, that leaves us plenty of words to build onto the introduction with more details. Now, let's look at sample two's introduction.
Right. Mm-hmm. So sample two says, one of the things I'm most proud of is being chosen to give the closing speech at my high school graduation ceremony next month.
Okay. Again, lots of information. We know who we're talking about, what the accomplishment is, where it took place, and when it happened.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can build on that a lot.
Right.
It's nice when you have a lot of room to build.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can spend more time talking about those details. Yeah. All right. So once we have a topic sentence, we can start building the outline of the essay by adding our details from the brainstorming. Now, we can turn some of the answers from our brainstorming session into full sentences. This is going to give us our sequence of events. Remember that chronological time or reverse time order. So let's look at the outline.
Okay. So the outline, we've got topic sentence one coming after the introduction. My greatest achievement was becoming the first chair in the City Youth Orchestra.
Okay.
And in body sentence A, I practiced for months.
Okay.
All right.
Then the next sentence, I was nervous at first, but I got my confidence back.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, based on the judges, I think I did well.
Okay. Now, if you kind of look at the notes that we made in the brainstorming session and the full essay in the magazine, you can see that the outline has cut a lot of those details out. So we've still answered our questions with sentences, but we haven't really written an essay yet. Outlines are used to just put the basic information in, and then you can add the extra little details later, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at how we did it in the second paragraph. So topic sentence two, we kind of shortened it to say, I found out I had made first chair.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I was so excited that I danced with joy.
Oh, that's a good way to feel, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And then we talk about another way the person feels. I was proud of myself and the work I had done.
All right. And then going on to what did they do afterward? I took my new role seriously, but still had fun.
All right. So again, short sentences, all the details we want in there, but not quite an essay yet. So in an essay describing an experience, it's appropriate to state the impact of the experience or a lesson. Now, we do this in the end, which is called the conclusion. So let's look at the conclusion for writing sample one. It said, being first chair made me feel like I could play violin professionally in the future.
Yeah.
And there is our sort of impact of the experience here.
Yeah.
Not really a lesson learned. I guess the lesson is hard work helps you achieve things.
Hard work pays off.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. Anything's possible.
Right. Yeah. So you could even include something like that in your conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So an outline can have more details, transitions, and words like moreover, however, phrases that we can sort of turn it into a full essay.
Yes.
So we want to make sure we follow a logical, sensible time structure. Don't start in reverse time order and then switch to regular time order halfway through because it'll confuse everyone.
Yeah, it sounds like a movie that's really hard to follow.
Exactly. There are plenty of those out there, but
We're not here to write one.
Exactly. We're here to stay in the logical time structure.
Yep.
We also don't want to leave out any of the important details we left in our outline, right? We want to include all of those things. But it's also easy to do something else.
Right. Mm. It's also easy to include too much information and get too wordy when it's not necessarily related to the point you want to get across. The outline is a necessary step because of this, because it keeps your writing to the point and very concise and helps you cut out any information you don't need and find places where you might, in fact, need more information. So you don't want to have too little in some place and too much in the other.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, let's find out how we move from the outline into the writing sample by reading Writing Sample 1.
Okay. Here we go. Writing Sample 1. My greatest accomplishment was earning the spot of first chair violinist in the City Youth Orchestra 2 years ago. I practiced my audition pieces for months and months, learning every note by heart. I remember that I was shaking when I entered the judge's room, but the moment I started to play, I became more confident. The look on the judge's faces made me feel like I had done really well. The next week, I got my results. Not only had I made the orchestra, but I was also put in first chair. I couldn't help but squeal with joy and dance around my house when I learned the news. I felt so much pride and was glad that all my practice had paid off. I led the orchestra in every concert that season, and while I took my position seriously, I also had a lot of fun. That achievement made me feel like I could have a good chance of playing violin professionally in the future.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. So we can see how we've sort of added into that article. We used not only, but also to give some details. We've used words like
The moment I started to.
Right. The moment.
Or I was shaking. Instead of just saying I was nervous, I was shaking.
Exactly. Yeah. You're kind of filling it out with more details to kind of make a picture in the reader's mind.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's look at a couple of the words in there that we might need to talk about. We've been talking about accomplishment. We should sort of say what this is.
Yeah.
So an accomplishment is something you succeed at or have achieved after a long period of hard work and effort. Mm-hmm. The verb form is accomplish.
All right. This next one is first chair. This is a noun saying that the first chair is the lead person in a particular section of the orchestra, like first violin, second violin, bass, or maybe flute, any instrument section. They'll take on any solo parts or other important parts of the musical composition, and they sit in the seat closest to the audience.
Which is why it has that name, first chair. It's the first chair in the line.
Yes.
All right. Well, they play in an orchestra. An orchestra is a large group of musicians playing many different kinds of instruments, and it's led by a conductor. That's the person who sort of stands at the front and
waves a stick
around, and it doesn't make any sense to me, but it does to them.
Yep. All right. And if you want to get into an orchestra, you have to audition.
That's right.
Or any kind of group where you need to have a definite skill. You audition, and you usually play a piece to audition. So audition is a noun. It's a short performance by an actor, a singer, musician, etc., that a judge will watch to see if the person is good enough to take part. And the audition piece is the song or composition or the part of the play that the performer chooses to use during their audition.
That's right. Okay, let's move on to the word squeal. So when you squeal, or squeal with joy, you make a long, high-pitched sound or cry, usually to show that you're excited.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. It's not like a scared cry.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, next one would be season. Season is a noun talking about the arts, like for a play, concert, orchestra. The season is the particular time of year that those performances take place.
Right. So I know with theater, I don't know much about orchestras, but with theater, a season will probably be from September to December and then maybe like February to June or something like that.
I remember when I was in the orchestra, let me think. Yeah, it would match with the school year.
Yeah.
So just about that.
All right. Well, let's read on and find out what the writer did in Writing Sample 2.
Okay.
Writing Sample 2. One of the things I'm most proud of is being chosen to give the closing speech at my high school graduation ceremony next month. This is a huge honor for me. Miss Lin, the principal, monitors the graduating class during the year and then carefully selects the valedictorian based on their grades, extracurricular activities, and community involvement. Only the students who've excelled in every area are considered, and this year she chose me. Being chosen for this role was a huge accomplishment. I've devoted a lot of my time to joining school clubs that not only better the school, but also help me improve my own skills. Between these activities and studying to keep my grades up, finding free time has not always been easy. For that reason, I'm extremely appreciative that Miss Lin recognized my efforts and awarded me with this distinction. Going forward, I will show her that it was well-deserved by continuing to contribute to society after high school.
Great.
Now, one of the things that we can see that's different in this one is the tense that the writer used. So we mentioned that we are usually going to use past tense for something like this.
Right.
But because the situation in this sample is happening at the present moment, the person used present tense and present perfect tense to describe what was happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's look at a couple of the words. We've only got a couple of minutes left with you guys, but let's look at some of those words in there that we should probably talk about. So let's start with valedictorian.
Okay.
This is a word that you guys might not hear too often. And a valedictorian, like Kat explained earlier, is the student who receives the best grades over a year at school and is chosen to give a speech at the graduation ceremony.
Yes. All right. So next one, we will go with extracurricular. Extracurricular isn't a bet. That's very hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
Is an adjective.
Yeah.
Describes activities that you do at school that are not part of your regular classes.
Mm-hmm.
Like extra. Extra is used to show that it's outside of or it's extra to your regular activities, like joining clubs or things like that.
Sports, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, music.
Yeah.
All right. Let's look at the phrase devote something to. When you devote your time, energy, effort, or something, you spend a lot of this thing, a lot of your time or your money or your energy to do that thing very well.
All right. And then we're going to the word better.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you've heard the word better before, but here, better is a verb, and it means to improve something, to better yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one last word, distinction. A distinction here is an honor that's given to someone to show that they've been successful or done something very well.
Great.
Okay. Well, that is how we have written our essays, accomplishment essays. They're narrative. We described an event and the events that led up to it and sort of how it impacted us. So you guys are about to go out and try this now. So I hope we've been a big help to you guys.
Yeah. Thank you for sticking with us.
All right. And we'll probably talk to you again next month. So for English Digest, I'm Erin.
And I'm Kat.
Bye-bye.
Bye.